The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 30th, 2008, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 20. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na prahishyat priyang prapya. Non vijat prapya chapriyam. Stira buddhira sang mudho. Brahmavid brahmanistita. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant, nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. Purport. The symptoms of the self-realized person are given herein. The first symptom is that he is not illusioned by the false identification of the body with his true self. He knows perfectly well that he is not his body, but is the fragmental portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is therefore not joyful in achieving something, nor does he lament in losing anything which is related to his body. This steadiness of mind is called sthira buddhi, or self-intelligence. He is therefore never bewildered by mistaking the gross body for the soul, nor does he accept the body as permanent and disregard the existence of the soul. And this knowledge elevates him to the station of knowing the complete science of the Absolute Truth, namely, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He thus knows his constitutional position perfectly well, without falsely trying to become one with the Supreme in all respects. This is called Brahman realization, or self-realization. Such steady consciousness is called Krishna consciousness.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Malakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jatam Agana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, This is a world of chaos. That is a fact. Sometimes, when it's a little less chaotic, we think it is nice. But actually, it is always chaotic. Sometimes more chaotic and sometimes less chaotic, that's all. What is the proof of this statement? Srila Prabhupada explains, we're always being harassed by at least one of the threefold miseries. Adiatmik, adibhautik, and adidaiva. So, how does one deal with this chaos? How does one remain cool, headed in the midst of the chaos? That science of how to remain cool in the chaos is called Krishna consciousness. As described very nicely by Krishna in this shloka of Bhagavad Gita. So, how does one enter into that state of Krishna consciousness? This verse gives hint. You have to be equipoised. Sometimes the most wonderful, happy, good news comes. If you become too excited about that, then you're setting yourself up to become depressed. If some big, exciting things happens, and I think, oh yes, I am great, I deserved it. Then I'm going to be sure and certain very soon I'll become depressed. But if I take every good thing that comes as the undeserved mercy of Krishna upon me, then when the so-called bad things come, I will see, oh, that is also Krishna's mercy. These children should not be roaming free. This is not a romper room. This is a place where they should sit in the parents' lap and learn to hear also. If they are engaged in hearing, then they will become great transcendentalists. This is the process of how to become beyond the modes of material nature. The hearing of transcendental sound vibration elevates the consciousness beyond the modes of nature. But one has to learn how to focus on the sound. Shishi Gornitai Jagannath Balabe Subhadra Sadbuja Ki Jai. Just like if there's a radio broadcast, you have to tune in your radio set to the broadcast. If the radio is not tuned into the broadcast, what will you get? You will get so much static. You know what is static? When the radio, it's, you know, like that.
Cacophony.
But if the radio is tuned in just perfect, just to the right place, then you get very good, clear sound vibration. So we have to learn how to tune in to the Shabda Brahma radio broadcast. One time, Prabhupada in Vrindavan, he called this Guru Parampara Radio. So we have to tune our receptor, our radio receptor is our mind, you see. We have to tune it very, very nicely. That's why I always tell Kripa Siddha not to play with his fingers, it's just to hear nicely. And this way the mind becomes tuned in to the radio broadcast, Bhagavad Gita. So if we're tuned very, very nicely into the broadcast, then your consciousness just goes up. But if you're lazy, you don't want to keep your mind focused. Your mind is dancing like a dog here, a dancing dog here, there, you see. Then you remain stuck in the muck of the three modes of material nature. You can't move spiritually. Prabhupada was very emphatic about everyone hearing nicely during the class. As I previously gave the example, during the morning lecture in Atlanta, the cook was in the kitchen cutting fruits for the morning offering. Cut. Prabhupada said, "What is that sound?" That was the signal that was Prabhupada's polite signal of that sound must be stopped. So there actually should be no distractive sounds during the classes, you see. So that everyone can tune in very, very nicely to the transcendental sound vibration. And then by being tuned in to that vibration, the devotees will make very, very nice progress. Of course, there is also intellectual understanding. But it is more than that. Because even if these little children hear the message without even any intellectual understanding, just by absorbing the sound vibration, then they will become purified. So, whether one understands or one does not understand, the transcendental effect of hearing will be there. I was with Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan in 1972. And he told us that thunder does not require any particular language to understand. In other words, there's no such thing as Bulgarian thunder or Macedonian thunder. Thunder is thunder. When you hear thunder, you know it's thunder. It doesn't matter what your language is. So Prabhupada compared the Sanskrit verses of the Vedic literature to thunder. Does not require any, he says, it does not require any particular language to understand. So the benefit is there. Whether one understands what one does not understand, if one simply goes on hearing this message, one will become liberated from material consciousness. Srila Prabhupada gives himself as an example. I've also told this story many times. That he, at that time, Prabhupada was a young businessman in Allahabad. But he heard that Guru Maharaj was Bhakti Siddhanta was giving some, there was some parikrama program for all the devotees in Braj Mandal in Vrindavan. So he took the opportunity to go to Vrindavan to hear Guru Maharaj speak. Now, if you've read any of the writings of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he speaks in very, very big, big English words. The materialistic demeanor cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is ever inviting the fallen conditioned souls in this way. He speaks in big words. So even we native English speakers are perplexed sometimes to read his writings. And most of his disciples were village boys. They were not English educated. So in the evening time when he would give lecture in English, big, big erudite English, the disciples, mostly they would go for darshan, they wouldn't come for the lecture. But that young pharmaceutical businessman, Abhay Charan Day from Allahabad, he went every night to hear the lecture. There was only a small handful of people at those evening lectures, small handful. But he was always there. He told us, he said, I would understand it or I would not understand, but still I would go on hearing. He said, because I heard nicely, now I can speak nicely. And just like here in Sofia, when we initiate someone as a disciple, we get letter from a recommendation from Parham Jyoti Prabhu and the council members. In the Gaudiya Math also, they would get recommendation from the local leaders for recommendation, Diksha. So the local leaders in Allahabad, they recommended to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur that this Abhay Charan Day, we would like to recommend him for initiation. And immediately Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, oh yes, I will definitely accept him because he hears very nicely. Others go away, but he remains and he hears. So if you want to know how to attract the mercy and the blessings of the spiritual master, it's a very easy thing. Simply be very eager to hear. Whenever the spiritual master is speaking, then be very eager to hear. That's the insider's secret of how to advance very quickly on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. By that hearing, you will enter into this state of mind where you're not carried away by the fluctuations of the material nature. By regular hearing, you will master the art of keeping your mind always under control. To where the material nature will not bother you. So, we're very happy you all have come to hear tonight. Because this means that you are progressing nicely back to home, back to God by this hearing. This is our last lecture for 2008 here in Sofia. But we will be coming back after Gaur Purnima. I'm very happy to see how the temple atmosphere is coming up. There's nice enthusiasm to make the temple nicer and nicer and nicer place. So please continue with this program of beautification. The more you beautify the temple, the more your heart becomes beautified. So I can ask if there's any questions. Param Jyoti. Bounce her up and down on your knee. Put her on your knee and bounce her up and down a little bit. Give her a little ride on your knee. Like this. Give her a little fun ride on your knee. Okay. Okay. Param Jyoti.
His question is about children's education.
About?
Children's education.
Children's education.
Yes. Sometimes the children, especially when they're very young, they're uncontrolled. So we often, the family, the householders, we discuss how to, what to practically do to, so that the parents are able to listen also. So sometimes the one parent is listening and the other is going upstairs with the children. And we're thinking of different ways to overcome this. But what is your advice? How the devotees abroad there?
You mean during the programs?
Yes, they're managing.
Well, if the child is absolutely unmanageable. But the best thing is just like Manaji has the Mangalamai here, nicely engaged. The best thing is to we never heard that Prabhupada wanted the children to be somewhere else during the lectures. I've never seen that anywhere. Prabhupada, you can hear so many things where there actually are children there. Sometimes they cry during the lectures. That was the standard when Prabhupada was here. Everybody, children, everybody was in the lectures. Because I've seen practically that a little boy who grew up in our Austin Center, he was coming to, father brought him and held him for every lecture. Now he's a learned Brahmin. He quotes slokas and everything. Even without, just by hearing the lectures.
Той не е препоръчал те да бъдат някъде друга на лекции. И едно нещо, ако децата са неконтролирани съвсем, но друго е, както матеше сега...
I don't mind a few outbursts.
Нямам нищо против няколко такива...
If the children are being trained to hear, I don't mind a few outbursts, of, you know, little bit here and there is okay.
Нямам нищо против, ако децата са обучавани, от време на времето има някакви изблици.
But let the parents keep them nicely, affectionately seated in the lap, and let them hear, because that will engage the child in hearing Shabda Brahma. A few outbursts are okay. We all can tolerate him. For the sake of the child, give him the opportunity to hear. Maharaji, maybe you should take her on the other side of your lap. Any other questions? You had a question earlier. Forgot?
He gave up the question.
Gave it up. All right. Now, who was next? All right. Okay. Right. Why can't
a woman say this is one control?
What makes the mind get out of balance? It becomes unbridled and uncontrolled.
Well, the mind, the material mind. Kama esha krodha esha rajaguna samudva mamaha mahajano mahapapma vidyanang himayarinam. It is lust only, Arjuna, born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed in wrath, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. 3:37.
Което е родено от контакта с материалната гума на страстта и по-късно превърнат в гняв, е всепогущащия греховен враг в този свят.
So, the pure consciousness, when it comes in contact with the material mode of passion, becomes contaminated.
Чистото съзнание, когато влезе в контакт с материалната гума на страстта, се замърсява.
And then the mode of ignorance, it can further go down in the mode of ignorance also. So it's by being in touch with the modes of nature, the mind becomes thrown off. So you have to reverse the process. You have to free the mind from the from being associated with the modes of nature. By bringing it into contact with Krishna. That's why you have to train your mind that you're always thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day. In this way or that way, always somehow be connected with Krishna. And that will make you perfect. Next question.
Брахмавит е преведено като съвършено. Кажи го точно как е отделната дума там, както е написано. Също време Прабхупада в едно изречение казва, че живото същество трябва да познава собствената си позиция спрямо Кришна. И това е всъщност съвършенство. Как да разбираме? Защото Кришна съвършенно не може поне от изнаучиво същество, така мисля аз, де, да бъде разбран. А, от друга страна, позицията на това живо същество, така нареченото гопи Барта Панакамала Йог, Даса, Даса, Даса. Това ли е по съвършеното знание за Кришна? Разбираш ли?
Here in this verse, the word Brahmavid is translated by Śrīla Prabhupāda as one who knows perfectly the Supreme.
Who knows what perfectly?
The Supreme.
Yeah, who knows perfectly the Supreme, that's right.
Yes. But he has read somewhere else that one should know his position as a servant of the Supreme, and this will make him perfect.
Yes, that perfect knowledge of the Supreme means you are part of the Supreme, so you have to know your position also. Otherwise, your knowledge of, if you don't know that you're the servant of Krishna, then your knowledge of the Supreme is imperfect.
Съвършено знание също включва това да знаеш, че си слуга на Кришна, иначе знанието ти е несъвършено.
Supreme is not alone. The Supreme is in relationship with everything else.
Върховният не е сам по себе си, той е във връзка с всичко останало.
Everything is his energy.
Всичко е негова енергия.
So perfect knowledge of the Supreme means perfect knowledge of the Supreme and perfect knowledge of the energy of the Supreme.
Затова съвършено знание за Върховния означава знание за Върховния и знание за неговата енергия.
Perfect knowledge of the King means you also know his citizens.
Съвършено знание за царя означава, че ти познаваш и неговите подчинени граждани.
Questions more? Yeah. Привезели.
Когато ние ядеме нещо, което не е предсадано, ние е оскърбление или правене?
When we eat something which is not offered, are we making offense?
Yes.
No.
You have to offer, you can't put anything in your mouth unless it's offered.
Не можем да си слагаш нищо в устата, освен ако не е предложено.
You're eating sin otherwise.
Иначе ядеш грях.
If I gave you a plate full of sin and a spoon, would you eat it? Here, have a plate full of sin, would you eat it? So why are you only eating unoffered food? You're eating sin? Questions more?
Can we chant Hare Krishna and simultaneously be in material consciousness? And if yes, how to overcome this?
Yes. In the beginning, your chanting of Hare Krishna must will naturally be material.
В началото, възпяването на Hare Krishna естествено е нормално да бъде материално.
Because you haven't learned the mode of pure bhakti.
Защото не сте се научили на настроението на чиста преданост.
You will naturally chant, thinking, what can I get out of it for myself? But if you will keep chanting, the power of the Holy Name will purify your consciousness. And gradually you will become a pure devotee. You just have to keep chanting at least 16 rounds every day. Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly? Very good. Continue like that. So you have to get initiated by one of our ISKCON gurus also. Because the third offense against the Holy Name is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. And the Vedic wisdom is ordering that we have to have guru. So we have many nice gurus in this country. You should choose one. Become initiated. Next question. Yeah.
без да си познава древните енергии.
Is knowledge of the Supreme possible without knowing his energies?
And that's the program of the Mayavadis. They conceive of God as there's only one thing, and that's God. They can't conceive of God and His energy. They say actually He doesn't have any energy. God is one. God is everything. Everything is God. He has no energy. So the Vaishnava, he understands God in relationship with his energy. If you understand, the first energy of God is Radharani. If you know Krishna but you don't know Radharani, how your knowledge of Krishna is incomplete if you do not know Radharani. Therefore we chant Hare Krishna. First the energy, Radharani, and then Krishna. If you try to have Krishna without Radharani, your Krishna consciousness will always be imperfect. There's Shakti and Shakti Man, the energy and the source of the energy. A devotee knows both of them perfectly. Next question. Yeah.
Ако има възможност да избере дали той да постигне Кришна према или всички негови ученици да постигнат Кришна према, той какво би избрал?
This is a kind of hypothetical question. Hypothesis.
Hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetical.
Okay.
She's thinking for a long time. She's thinking about this. She's asking if you have the choice to either achieve Krishna Prema yourself or all of your students, disciples, to achieve Krishna Prema, what would
you... He's asking me personally?
Yes. What would you choose?
Actually, the spiritual to give the disciples Krishna prema, the spiritual master must have Krishna prema. So if Krishna said, either you have Krishna prema or all of your disciples have it, then I would say, let all of my disciples have it, because if they have it, I must automatically have it. Because one can only advance to the level of one's guru. So let them all have pure Krishna prema. And then I must automatically have it because they have it. Otherwise they could not have it. Next question.
Когато хората се интересуват от това, да им дадем по-подробно описание на Хари Кришна Махамантри, прочетеме примерно 7 стих от Нектара на наставленията, който се казва, че мантруването е като захарен бомбон. И това наставление на Рупа Госвами, може ли да се каже, че това е оскърбление, т.е. да бъде оскърбление на хората, които фактически не мантруват се сериозно, нали? И просто ако и прочетеме това наставление, това доведе до оскърбление.
Sometimes when people are more interested to know about the Hare Krishna mantra, about the meaning of the mantra, and we read them from the Nectar of Instruction, the verse where Srila Rupa Goswami explains that the chant is like a sweet candy. Is this the ninth offense to the holy name?
This a nice...
The ninth offense.
The ninth... No. If someone is a little faithful, you can tell them everything. That means if someone is blasphemous, you should not tell them. That's it. But if someone is interested to hear, then you should tell them everything. Devotee is aggressive for preaching work. You must tell the whole world about
Krishna.
But he avoids those who are blasphemous. He doesn't waste his time with them. Any other questions? There's so many people who are interested, who are willing to hear. You just got to find them. Any other questions? All right, so if you have any more questions, just save them for next year. We'll have some Skype calls. Maybe in November when I'm visiting Austin, we'll arrange some more Skype classes. So once again, thank you all very much. Raja Vidrashimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.